This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to Out West Radio, a community-driven podcast built in the heart of Hamilton at Western Community Centre. We are webbing networks and creating safe spaces for ownership in our community. Whānau first, hapori first.
Kia ora, nei mai hara mai, nei mai hoki mai ki roto e tēnei kaupapa o Out West Radio. Kia ora whānau, you're tuned in to Out West Radio. Based at 46 Hyde Ave, your go-to spot where you can get all the local information about what's happening out west. Also, we have some info of some common things that are happening around town as well. Just generally, we're our information hub, and feel free to come on down if you need any information about what's happening in Kirikiriroa. We have a mission statement to create opportunities and provide support that enhances the holistic well-being of the people in our community. And a vision statement of thriving, vibrant, healthy and self-reliant communities. We also have values that we hold dear to our hearts. We wear them on our sleeves here at the community centre. And it's strength-based, respect, integrity, quality services, meaningful relationships, professionalism, and honouring the bicultural journey of Te Tiriti o Waitangi. Pretty much us here at the Western Community Centre, this is your go-to spot to get the inside scoop of what's happening out west. I'm Tom. We've got Regan in the house today as well.
Hey, hey.
And yeah, we're just giving you all the local information. To start off, the weather has been out the gate again.
Well, it's been crazy again. Yep. I hate it.
And normally, I would try and sweep leaves away.
Yep.
But at the moment, the leaves are sticking to the ground. Leaves are sticking to the cars because of the weather. So went from frosty mornings to just all of a sudden really wet days. Soil's not that great.
No, everything's sludgy. Everything's sludgy.
Yeah, it's not great. So if you park on your lawns normally, I would say avoid doing that because the rain's going to be around for a little bit. It says that it's going to be sunny. Then it rains. Good old Waikato. Although it was pretty fun yesterday, until afternoon, and I noticed that school pickups was a bit hectic. Oh. It was actually more hectic on the Wednesday.
Yeah, it was actually. That was crazy, and that was when we had like that real heavy downpour. Actually, it got to the point that me and Emma ended up popping out of our office and double checking our car park. If you're local, then you know when we get very heavy rain, sometimes our car park gets a little bit puddly.
Good point.
And it was so heavy on the Wednesday that you could see it starting to form again in the car park. There's been no leaves in our car park, so we've made sure to minimize our leaves in our car park for our drains. And they have actually, if you've noticed over the last maybe 3 weeks, our car park's been swept out twice to three times a week. So we've tried to do our part, but Mother Nature just wants to cry on us at the moment.
Nature didn't want us to put a car park there, right?
Yeah, that's true.
They wanted it to naturally go into the soil.
Yeah, as it should, eh?
But it has been a wet week this week. I know a lot of fireplaces have been going. I like the smell of like burning wood when you're like walking down the street, eh?
And beautiful,
everyone's got their fire on. That's so good. But if you do have a fire, good on you, because that's probably the best thing that you can use right now. Probably better than your heat pump.
Yeah, I reckon it is.
Saving on power, and it's nice dry air.
It is, and it keeps, yeah, just keeping your house dry. If you've got clothes drying and your house probably dries it out just a little bit more quicker than what, you know, what our heat pumps or our dehumidifiers could do, and probably minimises the amount of moisture in your house.
Yeah, evaporation.
Yeah, that's it.
Evaporation.
Heat it all up, eh? Here's us getting all scientific with you guys.
But yeah, so if you are, just please make sure that you guys are keeping warm. Have been warm and are keeping warm in the next coming weeks, eh? Because still going to be a little bit wet, still going to be a little bit cold, you know what I noticed? A lot of kids walking home in bare feet.
What about them going to school in bare feet?
I know.
So, let me ask, were you that kid that went to school
in bare feet? Oh, I was actually, but I Like, and it's not even up to parents. Kids are like, no, I don't care. Oh, wear bare feet.
Yeah. They're immune.
And Tom
immune.
And my boy's like that as well. Like, he walked home in bare feet, and I'm like, man, it's been raining.
That's just because you got old people feet.
I think over time we grow up and we get this thing like, oh man, nah, like I'm not gonna wear shoes. Oh, I'm not gonna have bare feet. I'm definitely wearing shoes.
Yeah.
And then you try and shelter your kids from wearing bare feet as well, but that's what they want to.
It keeps them immune. Like, you know, all of us as kids are, yeah, we've run around in bare feet. We've run around, played out in the rain. And as you get older, it's like, oh, that's a little bit cold. Or I might get sick. You know?
Yeah. Or I'm like, where's your shoes, son? Put your shoes on. And then it wasn't even that long ago. Then I realized, I was like, actually, I think we may have, myself and a friend may have put a little bit of fear around rain. And
I'm totally on that boat.
Oh, no, don't go outside. It's raining.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now I'm just like, no, let's go outside.
Because like the worst thing Friends that can happen, like our babies are going to get sick. Like that's going to you can't avoid that from happening though, you know. So let's have some fun amongst
them. Yeah, Friends like, let them go outside. And I'm like, but they're going to get wet. She goes, of course they are. Yeah, I'm just like, okay, then yeah, they should go outside.
Actually, do you know what? When I see them walking around in bare feet, I just think, ooh, does that hurt walking on those stones over there?
Yeah, only because when I go walk on it, and I just laugh and goes, I wear bare feet every day at school.
My feet aren't made for the concrete no more. I've softened them out from wearing shoes and refusing to take my shoes off. You know, so make sure, guys, to keep your kids with their bare feet grounded.
Friends far up north, they have like big stones on their in their driveway.
Oh, like
so
rocks.
It's like, yeah, so it's like almost piercing your feet when you're walking on it.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, I'm happy even if I'm like got socks on and I'm like trying to walk around, you know, but you can still feel it.
Yeah.
And sometimes I just wear one croc and like lean on things and like walk,
hobble along.
No, friends, quarters out there walking in his bare feet across the stones, cousins out there, uncles out there walking across in bare feet. Like it's, and they're like proper rolling their feet on the stones.
Yeah.
Like it's nothing. Heel to toe.
Hey, what's
no
that?
Pain.
What's that mat cord that you're supposed to walk on that's supposed to put like pressure? I think like pressure point on every part of your foot. It's supposed to be good for your body. Maybe that's why it works so
it's
well.
It's like that pressure mat, eh?
Yeah, yeah. Got all the like the stars on it. It's made specifically for certain parts of your feet.
Is it like a Shakti mat thing?
Something
like that. But for your feet.
Yeah, for your feet.
I've seen people stand at their computer on it. Like they must stand on it for ages. I have no idea, but I can see that it must be actually pretty nice.
I wonder if it helps circulation.
Yeah, friends like, oh, and I was like, I just wanted to scratch my back. That's probably a good back scratcher, that thing.
Gets the far to reach places.
Yeah, just pin it on the wall and just walk up to it. I know you look like a dog, just scratching your back on things.
Beer scratching on a pot, like on a tree. If you've got one of those mats, maybe send us the instructions on what you're supposed to do with it. It might be good for mine and Tom's feet, eh? You know, Look, I can't even play sports out on the field with bare feet because I end up injuring myself. I stood on a piece of glass, managed to heel kick my other foot.
You actually hurt your ankle, eh?
But like I said, I've already got injured ankles anyway, so they're already weak, okay? They're weak ankles. So guys, please look after your feet, look after your ankles, strengthen them.
Do you know what I read? That because the Hurricanes took out the Super Rugby
Comp. Oh, yes, I did hear
and
that.
They beat our Chiefs by far. But one thing that they have been doing is like this meditation thing like all the time, like the coach has got them just lying down, you know, processing in their mind what they've done wrong, what they will do next, how can they better that type of play, and they just lie there. I can't remember what it's called, but it's like a thoughtfulness type of meditation thing. But they've been doing that all season. I don't know if that has given them the go ahead to win, because I feel like each player has done so well this year that they've stepped up, played their role really well. Same as the Chiefs, though. But I feel like, yeah, we didn't capitalize on the things that we could have done better there.
Sometimes, just being, what is it, just grounded, like in that space. Like, there's so much happening for them, right? You know, they're constantly training and things. So having those little moments where you can reflect on that, has probably really benefited them without even realizing that, because it's your own self-reflection, right?
Yeah. And I don't know how many times they did it, but it obviously is working.
Mm.
And I'm just feeding on this because we could do this at work. Should just lie down for 30 minutes, sleep, think about what we're going to do better next time, maybe stand on a Shakti mat.
Hey, it's all beneficial for our health. We're going to be able to give out more, you know, to our community, really, really, you know, provide all of that support that we do, but still be centered for ourselves as well, because we've got to look after ourselves too. Maybe we bring that up at next staff meeting. Eh?
Next staff meeting.
Anyway, if you guys got any ideas too, hey, send them through. Anything that helps maybe what you guys do.
Food. That's all I can picture anyone else saying to me. No, just get food.
Hey, drop us your favorite recipe then.
Oh, something you've been doing really well is cooking and getting young people into the kitchen at the moment.
Yeah, that's definitely been it has been a highlight over the last few weeks with the young ones is getting into the kitchen, doing all sorts of different bits and pieces. We cooked this week, baked this week, and the whole entire building just smelt like beautifully, freshly made bread.
A few weeks ago, we didn't cook, but you had kind of like experiment, would you call it?
I reckon.
Well, you put together a whole bunch of ingredients to make laundry detergent.
Yes.
Laundry detergent. Detergent.
Detergent.
Oh, laundry liquid.
Laundry liquid. Washing liquid?
Washing liquid. Laundry washing liquid detergent.
Well, because I call it like washing powder, like obviously the powder version. Yeah.
What do you always call it laundry liquid.
Laundry liquid, eh?
Yeah, that's why I think it sounded weird when I said laundry detergent.
I feel like it's the proper name for it.
Maybe. Or anyway, it's detergent, something you spray your laundry area with to clean it. I don't know. Anyway, you made a whole bucket loads of, you and the young people made all of this laundry liquid, and we send them home with it. And one thing that we explained to them is they probably wouldn't know how much it costs to get just a normal 1 liter bottle of laundry, laundry liquid, or even just laundry powder.
Yep.
How expensive it is. And by you setting it up and making a whole bunch of it, because how many litres did we make all up? 100?
We made 100 litres,
100 litres of laundry liquid. And, I mean, there's still heaps of it here. And this was a few weeks ago.
Yep.
And the kids reckon they still haven't finished their bucket. But when they do, obviously it's there. I mean, I think we could mention it to them to say, because I think it might have been a week ago now.
Yeah.
They said that it hasn't finished yet. So obviously it's there and they could come and get some more. But if you've done that, you've created this mindset, we could actually do this. Because some of them were like, why are we even making this?
Well, they thought we were making dishwashing liquid at one point. One of the kids goes, why do we need 100 litres of dishwashing liquid? I was like, we're making laundry liquid, so you're washing your clothes, not your dishes, you know? So, and it's something that we have to use on a regular basis. It's something that you can't not use, you know? I did some research actually this week because we had a board report due. I put it in the board report. So it costed us $24.60 to buy the ingredients. And at the supermarket, ranging, depending on which brand you buy. So the cheapest that I could find laundry liquid was $6.49. And the most expensive bottle that I could find was $27.99. And the ingredients that we brought already makes more than just 20 liters of liquid, that you could make close to about 60 liters of just that one amount of ingredients, as much as we brought a little bit more than that because it was multiple of us, but that's how much it would cost you to make, and lasts over 6 months depending on how much you use and how much washing you go through.
Yeah, so you use ingredients that cost that much to make one bucket, which is 20 liters, with leftover ingredients to make more the next time.
Correct.
So way cheaper, eh?
Way cheaper.
Way cheaper.
And I've been doing it for the last year and a half for my household and have not ever gone back to the supermarket to buy laundry liquid. I haven't even had to top up the ingredients that I have at home. I've still got enough to make another 60-odd litres, over the next couple of years, I'd say, because I've only just made another recent load that will last us till the end of the year. So,
well, if we've made it and it was easy for us to make it and it sounds cheap to get the ingredients, they just obviously need like containers and stuff to store, right?
Yep.
How easy we can someone find not just the ingredients, but instructions to make it, because it wasn't a tedious job.
No.
It was simple, but you still have to do tasks with each ingredient.
Mm-hmm. So the best way to find like your set of ingredients and method on how to make it, I would recommend going through, you could go through any social media platform, mainly TikTok. So this is where I had found the recipe, and a massive shout out to, I have actually forgotten her name. I will find it next time we jump on so I can give her a shout out. This was the lady's recipe that I found. She lives in, but is based here in New Zealand, and she has explained that they've always done it this way. And it's really good. It's really good for people that have got sensitive skin too, because you don't have to have any senses in it. You can have it where it's just a plain smell. So if you head over to TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, you could Google it. Homemade washing liquid and everything will come up, even with a little YouTube video, or it may take you directly to the links that I'm speaking of. They're very quick and easy, and heaps of people have been jumping on the bandwagon on how to make that. And hey, if it's going to save your house, like if you've got lots of kids and you go through lots of washing like I do and lots of towels, it's probably the best way to make, you know, save some money. And it's a really cool, fun little activity that you can actually do with the kids, because they can help you while you do the hot element side of things that mixes everything together. So my entire household jumps on board. So I do the hot element. My partner does the heavy lifting of the, you know, the water in the container, and my kids put all the ingredients in, and we all mix together and then mix up the container together and put it to the side and just use it when we need it. So it can become a whole family affair.
Oh, goody.
Yeah.
But there you have it. If you ever want to go and figure out how to make your own laundry detergent, especially 20 litres, and then saving ingredients for later. Mm-hmm. We'll have to try and find the person that does it on TikTok. But if you're on any of those social media platforms, look it up. You just need to type it in. Mm-hmm. People will be doing it everywhere, right? Yeah,
definitely.
All right, we're going to jump into what we have to offer. So we have over 101 unique support services, activities, events, and programs are held each year available to the public. From our community-owned facilities at Hyde Ave and at Grandview 108. So again, just around the community information hub, like we've got Justice of the Peace, we've got Citizens Advice Clinic, Family Court Navigator, Kāinga Ora Housing Support Manager, we've got Whānau Support Worker, we've got Hamilton Budgeting Advisory Trust, and financial mentoring. We've got legal advice from Nearman Pebbles and Holt. So we've got acupuncture. We've got Plunkett Outreach Clinic. We've got Fruit and Veggie Co-op, where there's a $15 bag that you can buy. We can share what we had in those bags this week later on. What else do we have? We've got the Western Community Centre newspaper as well. Bi-monthly delivered to over 19,000 homes in our community. Programs and activities, where there's playgroups and children's programs. There's 50 plus events. They do trips, luncheons, activities, and walking groups. There's power bill check here, where you bring in your power bill and we make sure you're not paying more than what you need to be paying. There's Toi Māori. We've got Western Wheels Learner License Course. We've got Out West Radio, which you are tuned into. Free FM 89.0. Well, youth activities, youth events, youth programs, and leadership development. We've got children's holiday and after-school care programs. We've got community education and training. Our facility services, we've got free public phone and computers to use. So the computers are in our foyer. There's four of them. It's probably worth just picking a time to come in and use them. Normally after school, straight after school, it's pretty busy. They are getting used by students from school. So I would say during the day or in the morning are probably the really, really, really good time to come in and use those. Our phone, however, doesn't have any number to dial out. You can ask reception and they'll point you in the right direction to where the phone is. We've got photocopying, printing, and scanning. We've got venue hire opportunities, and we hire our venue out to over 2,519 bookings each year, and over 153 community groups, organizations, faith-based communities, education providers, and clubs use our venue each year. Also, a great place for whānau gatherings and celebrations. Like we've got, we've had 21st birthdays, whatever birthdays, 30ths, 50ths, 60ths, 70ths, 80ths. We've had weddings, wedding anniversaries, engagement parties, reveal parties, baby showers. Yeah, all sorts of things. We've had them. We've had graduations here as well. So all sorts of things like that. Yeah, we've had those here in our venue. We've got table and chair hire. There is a fair share market every second Saturday of the month. It's a crop swap. So in the 3 hours, this is what you'll get. The first hour is crop swap, second hour is craft swap, and then the third hour is a repair co-op. We have regular 111 care first aid courses here at the community centre. And we have Go Eco free food stores Thursdays and Fridays. And then we've got free meals Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays during school term. 2:30 p.m. onwards pickup. And there's just a food rescue from our schools. Our school, Fraser High School. We pick up the school lunches to bring them here to the community centre.
Just a friendly reminder, today is a teachers only day for Fraser, so we don't have school lunches today. So no school lunches until the following week. But we still do have our Kaivolution free store, which will be opening up very, very soon today from 1 o'clock. Because the weather has been a little bit tedious, if it does heavy rain on a Thursday or a Friday near 1 o'clock, please just be aware that we may open the doors a little bit earlier so that you guys aren't sitting out in the rain or waiting in the rain. We are mindful of that. So just be mindful. Give us a call if you're not too sure. But speaking of fruit and veggies, this week we did have cauliflower, broccoli, apples, bananas, potatoes, and mandarins in the bags. And there was quite a few extras that were up for grabs too. I did see some kiwi fruits up for sale as well. There is only a couple of bags left and just loose items. So please get in quickly before they do sell. Remember that we are open till 5:30 today. So give us a call if it is later on in the afternoon, just in case, if you're not too sure if we do have bags left over. We've also have our awesome Norton Community Collective group, and they meet once a Thursday, and it's normally the first Thursday of the month. And it's just all of our locals, anyone that's available at that time, that comes down to our centre, and they get together and pretty much kind of come up with plans on how we can better our community, how we can better our shared space, so our shopping mall. And I just wanted to say that we do have another working bee coming up, and that is on Saturday, the 4th of July, 9 a.m. to 12, by the Hyde Ave bus stops. So our awesome boss and Eric, who are the two that run the Norton Community Collective, have recently... We teamed up with Mitre 10, the collective group teamed up with Mitre 10 and had some cherry trees planted down at the Norton Community Centre. So when, you know, it comes to spring, is that when they would?
Probably.
Like normally most trees, that's when you get all the beautiful, pretty cherry blossoms, I think is what they're called.
Yeah,
so brightens up the area. They've got some really cool plans for the kind of like little patio area outside the supermarket, the pharmacy, the laundromat, and the post shop and the beautician. They've got some ideas coming for there. So if you are in our area and you want to provide some ideas or want to find out what's actually happening in the area, come on down to that meeting. So that is the first Thursday of the month. And meetings normally start at about 6 o'clock in the evening. So pop on down to the center, get amongst it. I know that that group is slowly expanding. This would be the third working bee that they've done at the, down at that shared shopping mall. So, our community stepping up. It's really cool to see everybody getting amongst helping and looking after the area that we all utilize and share together. Remember Saturday the 4th of July, 9 a.m. to 12. I will give you guys more updates next week because I know it's still a week away, but I thought just put that in your guys' calendars. If you're free, bring your tools down and come and join some like-minded people.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, because you probably go there the next day and be like, what the heck, where did those little trees go?
Yeah.
And you may have noticed that the day before or the week of, there were like diggers there pulling up the old trees, and those trees with bottoms are actually pretty big. It took a while for them to pull it. Took a while for them to excavate it, but with a good result, probably set up the future or the look of it, the appearance of it, to look really good in the next season.
Also thought I might mention, I know some of you guys may have seen our car park a little bit crazy last week, Friday, all day Friday. Tom and I were lucky enough to be booked in to start clearing out the space for where our youth hub is going. So you may have seen us coning off areas and hauling a lot of different items out and back and forth. Don't worry, guys, we're not moving anywhere. We are just moving some of our old stuff out to get ready because we are effectively 2 weeks out from the build. And just a friendly reminder, because we are coming into the school holidays, our school holiday program is fully booked now. I did say last week, that it does book up very, very quickly. And here we are. We are 2 weeks out from school holidays and both weeks are fully booked.
Wow.
Yeah. So if you would like to wait, potentially, if there is a space that is available, please get in contact with us. You won't be able to book on the program.
The waiting game begins already.
Definitely. Also, we've got learner's license coming up in 2 weeks' time as well. We do have a few spaces left for learner's license. So learner's license happens from Monday the 6th of July to Thursday the 9th. So if you have anyone that's 16 or over needing help to get their learner's license or some support around understanding the road code, please book them into the course and they can come on down. They will be amongst the demolition crew with us as well, whilst our youth hub is in the process of getting sorted through the 2 weeks of our school holidays as well. So it is going to be busy in our car park. Please be aware that half of our car park is going to be blocked off as well. So the car park out the front of our training room, which is the closest to our skate park, that entire area will be blocked off from the community and from anyone being able to access that, is so that it allows safe movement for our tradies to be able to come and go from that space.
So we're apologising in advance.
Yes.
And back to what you were saying again, Regan. Last Friday, we were cleaning up what was left in there.
Yeah.
And some of the stuff in there is good. Yep. Some of the stuff in there is pretty old and outdated. But some of it has gone to some whānau.
Definitely.
Some of it has gone to recycling to help, or the money's gone towards the youth as well. So whatever we've made from there is going back to the youth as well. So we've been talking about this for a long time. Been waiting for even just one contractor to step through that door, one hammer.
Yeah, just something.
Not a clipboard.
Yeah.
Not a clipboard to go and figure out how we have another meeting about it. But we're looking forward to a contractor walking through there with a tool belt and a hammer. Something to go and demolish some type of wall in there. I threw a hammer at one of the bricks and then I was like, wait, maybe that brick might be staying. So I left the rest alone. All right, so there's no holes in there. All right. So, well, that's us for today. Thank you for tuning in. That's Out West Radio. We'll catch you next week. That's myself, Tom Regan, signing out for today.
See you.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.